AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
USA! USA!
It got loud very quickly outside the Supreme Court when it was learned the justices inside ruled same-sex couples across the country have the right to marry. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
In a long-awaited ruling, the court split 5-4, saying that same-sex couples have a right to marry anywhere in the U.S. 36 states currently allow it. The ruling written by Justice Anthony Kennedy means 14 states can no longer enforce their prohibition on same-sex marriage. The lead plaintiff in the case, James Obergefell of Ohio, was ecstatic outside the court.
Our love is equal.
The four conservative justices wrote separate dissenting opinions, with Chief Justice John Roberts reading his from the bench, the first time he's done that in almost 10 years. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
At the White House, President Obama said, "When all Americans are treated as equal, we are all a little more free." He also pointed out opponents of same-sex marriage.
Opposition in some cases has been based on sincere and deeply held beliefs. All of us who welcome today's news should be mindful of that fact. Recognize different viewpoints.
The president will deliver the eulogy soon in South Carolina at the funeral for Reverend Clemente Pinckney. He and eight others were shot and killed at Pinckney's church in Charleston. It's now believed the two convicted killers who escaped from a New York prison 3 weeks ago may be near the Canadian border. State Police Major Charles Guest says items were found.
They have some basic supplies that you might find in a hunting cabin. They have taken some items with them that may assist them. They've dropped some items and left something behind.
The prison is not far from the border. The University of Michigan says its consumer sentiment index rose this month to the highest level since January, suggesting spending will strengthen for the rest of the year. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 48 points. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon says it's not clear if three attacks today in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France are connected. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Colonel Steve Warren condemns what he calls terror attacks.
It's too soon to tell whether or not these various and far-flung attacks were coordinated centrally or whether or not they are coincidental.
Islamic State militants say they attacked in Kuwait. At the U.S. Central Command, which leads the fight against them, Colonel Pat Ryder says it's also too soon to know if the group was behind all three attacks.
We do know that ISIL encourages lone wolf attacks.
The White House says it's offering any necessary support to the three nations. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
And from Baghdad, Iraq's defense minister confirms an Iraqi pilot was killed in a crash during a training mission in the United States. It happened in southern Arizona. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.